The legalization of cannabis has caused a stir in Canada, and this has led to a lot of curiosity. Launching a new industry centered around a product that was previously illegal to purchase or sell naturally raises a host of questions. And according to the CEO of locally owned dispensary chain, customers have a lot of them. "We often get a lot of questions in store and through our website," said Robert Carroll, founder of Due North Cannabis. Cannabis legalization is still a very new phenomena, as most stores were not able to open until 2020, while a handful of lottery winners opened in 2018 and 2019. In the early days, the industry also suffered from a lengthy approval process, meaning that this is still very new here in Ontario. Carroll said he and his team of professional budtenders are always eager to help educate current and potential customers on subjects like legalization, supply chains, and the dispensary's large variety of available cannabis products and derivatives. "Here are the top five most common questions and answers often fielded by Due North cannabis experts. Why are there so many cannabis stores? When the Conservative government of Doug Ford came to power in June 2018, they decided to allow for the privatization of cannabis retailers, where the previous government had proposed to keep cannabis products in government-run stores similar to the LCBO. Under the regulation set out by the Alcohol Gaming Commission of Ontario, AGCO, those who qualified were able to select locations almost anywhere as long as they were 150 meters from a school or a daycare and in a municipality that opted in to having cannabis retailers in their region. Many entrepreneurs saw this as an opportunity to get into the industry. However, an oversupply of cannabis and no limits on the number of stores caused an oversaturation of the market in almost every municipality across Ontario. Unfortunately, the cities and towns who opted into allowing cannabis stores in their region were not granted the ability to zone specific commercial areas for the sale of cannabis, which has resulted in an abundance of stores. Are cannabis dispensaries government-owned? Cannabis retailers in Ontario are privately owned by large companies or small independents like Due North Cannabis Co. The supply chain is heavily regulated by the federal and provincial governments, who mandate seed-to-sale tracking, regulated testing of all products, labeling and advertising requirements, and restrictions over how a store operates. Licensed producers of cannabis products must sell their wares to the Ontario Cannabis Supply, who acts as the distributor for cannabis products in Ontario. From their privately owned cannabis retailers purchase their products from the OCS, who oversees the safe transportation to stores across Ontario. How long does cannabis remain in your system? There are a variety of factors that determine the window for cannabis detection in the body, including how much you smoke or ingest, the potency of the product, your size and weight, and often how you consume it. The type of drug test being used is also a determining factor. For a daily user, cannabis may be detectable for several months after the last use. Urine testing is the most common method of drug testing. Recent studies show that cannabis may be detectable in urine in the following amounts: 3 days for a single use, 5 to 7 days for moderate use, 4 times per week, or 10 to 15 days for chronic use, daily. Blood, saliva, and hair testing may produce different results. There isn't much you can do to speed up the amount of time it takes for THC to leave your system. Bottom line, if something in your future relies on a clean drug test, like an Olympic competition, try not to consume cannabis for a few months before the event. What is CBD? Is it considered a drug? Cannabidiol, or CBD, is a cannabinoid produced by cannabis and hemp and is often termed as the non-psychoactive compound in cannabis. CBD is well known for its health benefits and can be found in dozens of products. In Canada, all cannabinoids, i.e. the active compounds produced by the cannabis plant, are considered controlled substances under the Cannabis Act. CBD products must be sold by a licensed retailer and manufactured by a licensed producer under Health Canada. There are still many gray market products out there, including CBD for pets or illicit products found online. In other countries such as the United States, CBD is treated as more of a supplement for cosmetic and medical products. According to advocates, CBD offers a variety of different health benefits for users, including reducing chronic pain, minimizing discomfort associated with chemotherapy, serving as an anti-inflammatory agent, and helping regulate moods. Anyone looking to consume CBD for medical benefits should consult a doctor prior to use. What are the benefits of legal cannabis? With its legalization complete in Canada, cannabis can now be sold through regulated retailers who must comply with the stringent rules laid out by the government. Despite that fact, there is still a very active black market for cannabis and the many derivative products that are made with it. Purchasing cannabis through illicit channels comes with many risks to your health, in addition to inaccurate labeling and a lack of testing. Legally grown cannabis faces strict rules for the pesticides that can be used and when they can be applied. In addition, licensed producers face robust testing for mold, bacteria, pesticides, and other harmful contaminants, unlike the black market, where growers have more incentives to get their product to market regardless of the environment it's grown in or the harmful chemicals they use. There is also a growing concern about black market cannabis laced with potentially deadly fentanyl. Bottom line, buying legal cannabis is the safer option, and it comes with a wealth of education if you speak to your local bud tender about what products may work best for your experience. Visit any one of their 3 Sault Ste. Marie dispensaries to explore the hundreds of products Due North has in stock every day. To learn more, visit Due North Cannabis in Churchill Plaza, Pine Plaza, or at their new location at 710 Second Line East. They also offer in-store pickup and same-day delivery on their website. Follow them on Instagram and Facebook for specials, new product updates, and daily deals, or sign up for their loyalty program.